Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order on May 11, 2021 at 1900. All rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. You're the here, council and staff, and then also looks we do have a couple people online, so that's always good. Go ahead and open up to public comment. Know if Mike or Jan, if you have anything to add to it, or otherwise.
Thanks, Jeremy. Not at the moment, but we're looking forward to listening.
Excellent. All right, see no other public comment, then we'll just move on to the agenda review and adoption. I believe we have some changes to be made.
Yes, Mayor and Council, just what I want to delete for right now is under new city business for Parkside Tavern. We will table that to a later meeting.
Any other changes to the agenda? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve as amended.
Councilman Gracie, I move.
Councilman Poplar, seconded.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Rover, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feldman, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Agenda is approved. Move now, look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mayor, I got a question.
Yep.
These delinquent utility bills on here are pretty much in check. I kind of payment plan, some of them are pretty deep.
I don't believe anybody's on a payment plan, are they, Tamara?
There is no on a payment plan.
Probably $600.
Yeah. The one is UC, I spoke with this person on the phone last Monday. That is a rental unit, and I let him know that his renters aren't paying, and that responsible left. This is the second time I've actually talked to him on the phone. He told me he was gonna talk to his renters and get back with us, and we have a rental.
I know he rescinded a lot of the order, but I believe he still has some of the utility protections in place. So we are.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Otherwise, I entertain a motion.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion. Agenda.
Councilman Poplar, seconded.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Feldman, aye.
Poplar, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Approved. Chief. Move up to the hot seat.
Everybody?
Evening.
Are you guys doing well, I assume? Alright, so I don't have a lot, so I'll try and keep this short and sweet. Starting off with COVID-19 pandemic. I have nothing to do with report on it. I don't know if you guys have any questions.
No, just Mayor and Council. One thing I would have is, do we want to look going back full in session, starting with the July meeting?
Also, any objections to that? Otherwise, everything looks like it's going to be looked. Anything else happens in July 1st?
Or July 1st, no?
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Moving on, gear dryer washer. You guys got any more info on the timeline?
We have both estimates for the electrical work. Greg just had a hard time giving one more estimate for the, I guess you would say, the mechanical portion of it for the outlet. I will.
Moving on to the iPads for the fire department. We talked about about this a couple times. Finally got in touch with the rep, who also happened to be the city's rep. We talked about cost of life beds that the department would purchase for itself. It was about $350 an I-10. Looking to get fixed. Coming to the council to see if the city would take on the data bill, service for each iPad. Comes out to be right around $40, give or take, for iPad for unlimited data. So it's going to be $140 a month for the iPad, give or take.
I know last time we talked about the iPads, you're talking about putting them in vehicles.
Yes.
I think that we were looking at 2 or 3.
Yeah, so we decided we were gonna do at least 5 for the vehicles at the station. So the engine, the heavy rescue, the grass rig, and the 2 tankers. That puts that at 5. The membership asked for a 6th one for secondary engine, and have the station help with truck checks and basically an officer.
Council, any thoughts or staff, any thoughts on that?
Can you use him for
we can put our pre-incident plans in too, so all the commercial buildings in our fire district, we have a list of what they may or may not have. Prints, all this stuff can be loaded directly into the iPad. So when we go to, you know, say William Miller and Sons, we can tap on that icon and it'll give us a list of everything that's in the building. If there's defibrillators located in there or anything else, you know, all that stuff can be loaded into the iPad. So officers or just regular firefighters all have access to the same information.
The reason we want them in each one of the vehicles would be the rationale behind it.
So, depending on the type of call, some vehicles go to calls. Sometimes we have mutual aid calls to neighboring departments for water, for instance, the tankers. Those would be mainly used to help with direction. The person riding in the passenger seat would use them to tell the driver, go here, go there. And also we can upload all the hydrant locations for other cities. So if they're telling us to fill off a hydrant at, you know, Hill and 2nd Street, we can pull that up on the iPad and know right where that's at. So it was the department wishes to put one in every vehicle. So if we get a call, we don't have to go and take one out of another vehicle, move it to some other place. They were just stationary in those vehicles.
Also, any additional thoughts or questions in regards to
where was the phone? Where did we pull that? I mean, it makes sense. I'm just curious, where did we pull that?
Well, that's the question I got. Where we want to move monies. Probably looking at around $1,500 a year now that we'd have to come up to cover this.
Almost $3,000.
$240 times 6. This year. You know, next year we can obviously build it into the budget. Not an issue, but it's just this year. You know, if we're looking at 6 months, that's about $1,500.
Well, what do you think is the best option for like, I know we got a couple of funds that are.
Yeah, you're not going to want to use your enterprise funds, but probably the general fund.
Yeah. Not fair.
You know, these are what makes it tough is when things are budgeted. And like I said, same with the gear, when we get towards the end of the year, it's easier to know where we have available. said there again, I think we came in about cheaper for the hall floors. There is that money. Yet I hate to take too much of that away just for the fact we don't know totally what we're all gonna be putting into the hall yet for the retaining wall and the paving and the back steps.
Well, that's otherwise my suggestion. We're having our second, we're gonna have our second meeting. Maybe that'll give you guys some time and the budgets, where maybe that amount of money could come from on a monthly basis.
Okay.
And that kind of deal.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
Also, any objections?
No.
Okay. That's all I have for that. The last thing I have is acceptance of retirement firefighter. I forgot to bring this up last month. It was my fault. He retired as of April. Right around 10 years on. Here too. He was a great asset to have here. Wonderful job of training. Very knowledgeable guy. He did say he's going to help out fundraisers. Things of that nature. Very grateful. I extend a thank you to council.
I'm sorry, the night, unless there's any objection, I'd look for a motion to accept that resignation.
Popper seconded.
Moved and seconded to accept firefighter Kurtz Pass's retirement. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Popper, aye.
Council Weber, aye.
Council Tracy, aye. And I oppose. I tell him it's official now.
Yeah, we actually, we had a good couple months in the camera, so we were able to pick up the rest of your purchase. Other than what is budgeted for. So once that bill comes in, we will donate that.
Awesome.
Push the e-pull tabs, so it's still happening.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all I got. Does you have anything for me?
Council, any questions for Chief?
That's another thing. One of our officers happened to be cruising Facebook Marketplace and found a department in Cleveland, Minnesota that was getting rid of their 2-year-old auto hauls. The county bought everybody in their county a Bluetooth device versus a auto haul. So they're looking to sell theirs for $5,000. Same age, exact same make, model, and everything that we have, takes the same batteries. So as the department decided, we had some money in relief that we could spend. So we're looking to add a second auto pulse to our lineup. And when we get a hold of that, that also will be given towards it, donated to the city. We had two CPR devices in our lineup, and then that was kind of the plan to have one backup. And I didn't know, sooner did we get done saying that the original one went out on us, so we went one real quick.
Anything else for Chief? Okay, we'll move on then to old business. Public nuisance at 679710 Clark Avenue. Where we wanted to go conversation, or Mr. Chadwick, if you had any thoughts on the part?
You're listening, yes.
Okay. And I think this is just more informational piece that we have in
yeah. Yep. Seen some progress in the past few weeks. I believe, Mr. Chadwick can chime in anytime. But I believe on our checklist, I think the only thing was just the gravel portion. He's looks like you've removed dirt back to the north of the building, and he's gonna be putting gravel in there so he's able to park his recreational vehicles. The roofing, did you get the extension we mailed and I emailed you for the roofing permit?
I have to fill that out.
Okay, if you could get that to us so we could get that extended. And then I think the only other thing, backyard looks a lot better. I think it's just the one vehicle getting that moved to in front of the garage that we talked with our on-site visit about a month ago. Other than that, what I'll probably do is Thursday morning, just kind of take a visual inspection, see where we're at before the court hearing.
Just waiting for a gravel to be in that time. Have to rent a dump trailer.
Council, any questions?
Question. So we have a city ordinance about four vehicles per household. I'm just wondering if how that pertains to recreation. Have a limit on recreational vehicles or not?
I don't think we do. To be honest.
I believe it's just more
motorized.
I mean, there's places that in your yard or, you know, a fifth wheel or something like that, that I believe it has to be on a hard surface and in the front or side yard, or is it just the front yard?
I believe it's front and side. I don't think it can be in the back. I'll double check that. But I think the only other thing we got to take in consideration there is you got four apartment complexes. So you'd almost have to, I'd have to look what ordinance says if it's one vehicle at least per apartment. So, I mean, that already would be as four per parcel. It depends on how we want to get into the definition of that. If we have, all of a sudden we have, you know, four, five, six vehicles just from the apartments and additional vehicles. I think it's something we may have to look at and consider in the ordinances. I mean, my only concern is if we take all that dirt out and that just becomes storage and it looks like a used car lot, that would be my concern. And I can see the neighbors, you know, would probably voice some concern if that whole back parcel there where you took all the dirt out and it's just used for storing everything. You know, we may get some issues there with some of the neighbors.
Also, another question? Otherwise, I just take a look on Thursday morning, go from there. And if you have any questions or anything like that, when Jeremy's taking a look, that'll be the time to ask.
I'll take a look at ordinances tomorrow. So, problem is sometimes they're kind of vague, but.
Apartment dwelling?
I believe you're allowed that, or that's what you're required.
Apartment fire.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, we'll move on then to parcels 45.0282010 and 0.999010 annexation.
Yeah, so after the county did some research, you can see on the one map here in the packet, that whole area now is within city limits. That's in the red there. The two parcels that make that up. Look on the back, you can see the two parcels with their IDs. So the one is the Trevish parcel slash city parcel that we have current litigation on. And then also the remainder of that, the 45.990100 is the railroad property through town. That would officially be in city. The one thing I'm working on, I've gone back, there's no zoning. I can't find any zoning on the parcel. I'm working with our city planner so we can get zoning. We discussed the last meeting to probably park area for the new parcel. That's 45028201.
Questions for staff in regards to the new revelation that the parcels are equity in city limits?
No.
That whole thing is very sensitive. He doesn't own any of them.
Well, well, that's the great debate yet. Who owns the full one parcel, the 028? That's when we have the current litigation for that. I believe what I've heard, he's been made aware of that when he contacted the county, but he has not contacted the city to question it.
This was not the county. Or he's not a part of this.
Well, all that was in the township. Both of the parcels that started with 11, which would indicate that they're, you know, Young American Township. And as when we discussed just looking to see if we could annex that property in, you know, our attorney did some research and found that it was already on file at the state. So there again, I don't know where it got dropped or why it didn't get reported, you know, as far as, you know, a lot of things that I use is the GIS map,
yeah.
You know, on the county website. And you look back at some old maps, it kind of dictates that it wasn't city limits. It just didn't have no assigned, you know, residential park or zoning assigned to it. But it was there, that same parcel in city limits. But when you went to the county GIS mapping, so it's not. So some got missed, and this goes back to, you know, the 50s.
Little endeavor into that piece of property has unearthed a whole lot of deed that was filed in the right block to, was it, they call it the indexes?
Yep.
The indexes were filed correctly, no one ever knew. And then also, oh, by the way, that those pieces of property have always been in the city for decades. And unfortunately, if you go back and look at minutes, there ain't nothing in minutes that tells us one way or the other. And but somehow, some way, it's in the city.
And everything was kind of a handshake. That's what
if there is any designation to it already, or if we need to designate it, then hopefully we'll take care of it either at next meeting or the meeting thereafter, and then get that put to bed. It's not a complete deal, but it's a lot closer than it was. Any other questions on it? On then to the intoxicating liquor license for the Hamburg Baseball Park.
All right, so as we have looked into being able to issue an intoxicating liquor license for the Hamburg Baseball Park, a few things have come about. The main thing I want to start with is the amendments to chapter 112 of our city zoning, our city code. And basically with that, we need to amend our code 112.20, which relates to the number of on-sale liquor licenses available for issue by the city of Hamburg. Currently, the number of on-sale intoxicating liquor licenses allowable by the city is, you know, one right now based on when it was adopted, when we adopted that. What we want to do is propose an amendment that eliminates the restriction of one, allows us to go with what's allowable, which I believe is four licenses. So basically what we'd be looking is to amend 112.20 to read, council is authorized but not required to issue the number of liquor licenses established by Minnesota statutes 340A.413, as it may be amended from time to time unless that number is increased by the procedures described therein. Second, the other thing we need to amend is code 112.22E, which regulates the kinds of on-sale intoxicating liquor licenses. So this amendment brings code into alignment with and clarifies existing references to state law. There were several technical changes that we made to clear statutory subdivisions that are referenced by code 112.22E. This would also clarify alcohol sales allowed under Minnesota statutes 340A.404 subdivision 4A, prohibiting at events. These changes are consistent with the state law. So basically what we would be looking to do then amend 112.22 kinds of liquor licenses to on-sale intoxicating liquor licenses, which may be issued to the following establishments as defined by Minnesota statute 340A.101, as it may be amended from time to time in this chapter: hotels, restaurants, bowling centers, clubs, or congressionally chartered veterans organizations and exclusive liquor stores. Club licenses may be issued only with the approval of the Commissioner of Public Safety. The fee for club license established by the council under 112.23 shall not exceed the amount provided for in Minnesota statutes 34A.408 subdivision 2B, as it may be amended from time to time. The council may, in its sound discretion, authorize a retail on-sale license to dispense intoxicating liquor off-license premises at a community festival held with the city under the provisions of Minnesota statutes 340A.404 subdivision 4B, as it may be amended from time to time. The council may, in its sound discretion, authorize a retail on-sale license to dispense intoxicating liquor off the license premises at any convention, banquet, conference meeting, affair conducted on the premises of a sports convention or cultural facility owned by the city under the provisions of Minnesota statutes 340A.404 subdivision 4A, as it may be amended from time to time. So we need to make these amendments to our city code to allow for issuing more than one intoxicating license, and also this clarify a few of the other things that were confusing in our liquor licenses as reviewed by our attorneys. So basically this would be kind of our first reading. We would then read this ordinance again. So we will have that at the next meeting. So we will look to approve the ordinance here that's in your packet. We'll put it on the city website tomorrow. I will post it in the city office. That way we meet the 10-day requirements, and then at meeting on the 25th to adopt these changes, and then they will become effective after publication.
Essentially, we need
No, we don't have to have a public hearing. We just got to do the reading and then the posting.
We need a motion to post or amend.
No, I don't think we need a motion, just that we do the requirements of posting it on the website and at the city here for 10 days. And we've, this meeting, we've notified the public that we will be adopting this ordinance for, well, we'll be considering adoption at the meeting.
Council, any questions? Public? Where the lines were, they fall under the exemption. You can't bring them up.
Temporary. Yeah, so with that, then we gotta look at meeting the requirements of statute in order to be able to issue an intoxicating liquor license to the East Hamburg Baseball Club. And part of that is they have to be a club in existence for at least 3 years. The club's been in existence since 1950. They have to rent or lease space. That's one of the other requirements. So that's why here we have a lease agreement with the baseball club. The final things we're trying to iron out is requirement of insurance. That's not the liquor liability part of it, but the general liability. And where we've run into that is that requirement is due to the fact that if we are like technically here and we lease into the baseball club, which kind of will be a formal written agreement, kind of what's been going on in the past. With that, you know, we're trying to see and work with our insurance ways of working out coverage as far as for the city and for the. And the one question that we've run into mostly is they fall under the cities. Well, if we lease the property to the club, then we run into the issue that if they're doing the work, anything, any work they would do, maintenance, improvements, any of those type of things, they have to have insurance then for those type of issues that they do. I mean, when they're not at the ballpark, or games, there's presence of them if something happens and then it falls under the city insurance. And with talking to her attorneys, you know, kind of CYA everything here for the city and the baseball club, kind of the conclusion we came to was that we need to have insurance. For both, but yet discussions me and Chris have had and the baseball club, we kind of redundant that we have both. I get it, because if the example I was given is if the baseball club does work and they do it on their time. If something was to happen, say they didn't build something to code and they got no insurance, that leaves them open to, you know, possible losses, and the city won't cover that. Leasing the property to them, then we're basically giving them the right to do what they're doing. So that's kind of, Chris, would you agree, is the only hiccup right now?
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out the liability. There is some conversation around the club does for some general liability. Now, the question is right now, does that general liability suffice in what the attorneys are looking for? Regards to the lease agreement, that's still up in the air. So we'll see. Hopefully that will. There's also some thought that maybe the baseball club already had some type of general liability for outside of the liquor license. So it may already be in place. We just have to honor the, you know, the policy and make sure that it's going to be natural for our lawyer to say yes. That's where we're at with. And hopefully we'll have everything ironed out for the next meeting so we can get that all rolling. Because even if after we go through all this stuff, we amend our license or our chapter ordinance, and then we get the lease put in place and we get maybe some of the stuff taken care of in regards to the insurance, there's still a person down in St. Paul that has to give the final check on that license. And I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, just to give you an example, a neighboring city attempted to do something not quite as extensive as we're doing, but they tried to do something similar, and they didn't get approved. So, but I think we're doing it the right way, and if we can get these ducks lined up, I think there's a better than average chance. There's still an outside chance that it won't, but there's a better than average chance that it will. There is a couple other ways that we that the baseball club could have the intoxicating, you know, beer and soft beers and liquors down there, but there, that's a whole moving part. Not necessarily the council would get involved with that. That would be something that the club and a couple other organizations would have to
I think also with that, Chris, we can look at pursuing the temporary licenses, which you can show for 12 days. So I think there's 11 days, I think Mel said, of events.
Yeah, between
main events. And yeah. Yep.
The nice thing about that, since we're under a population of 500, we fall into one of the exemptions. So we don't have to do the 30-day stay. Most other cities, you know, intoxicated temporary license every 30 days. So we don't have to do that. We, you know, this is under the population of 500 exempted from that provision. That helps the club out. Now, I don't know how Chaska's going to do things down there, but for Laconia, we'll find out. It's going to be their own mess. They're going to be in the same boat.
Same. I mean, really, what you're going to have is. I think the real disappointment here is that legislation hasn't taken this up. You're going to have, in my estimate, at least the main products that people drink, you know, are going to be gone probably midsummer because they've already stopped production. And as far as I know, you can't get Miller Lite, and Coors is on two now. So you're too big. Yeah. And that's going to be gone soon. As things start up here, and what you're going to run into is you're going to have 1,500 clubs not being able to provide any booze. Well, not booze, but beer. And that's a big fundraiser. And, you know, you hate to say it, but if there's events and they're like, well, I don't got no beer there. Let's go to the bar. You know, it may cause a lot of these organizations lose out, have reduced, you know, profits. And in reality, when you think of the baseball club, what they all do up there, and if they would have such a mass reduced profits, well, guess what? Taxpayers are going to pay for it. So I really encourage anyone listening to this or dealing with this type of issue to really call their legislators.
Representative Nash did try to make two amendments to the Commerce Omnibus Bill, but the majority party ruled his amendments out of order. They said they were not germane to the Omnibus Bill for Commerce, which was kind of odd because alcohol is involved in the Commerce Department. They ruled them out of order, so they put it down the bill, and I do not believe it made it into the Commerce Committee. So, unfortunately, so next session, we're stuck with 3-2 as an option, even though we don't have very many options to fulfill the 3-2 market space. Any other questions on that? Okay, we'll move on then to new business. Move on then to allowing renting of tables and chairs.
All right, so I've talked to our public works director. He's brought to our attention the renting of tables and chairs. We want to allow or continue that. For the problem he's had is the condition that tables and chairs are back. And he said, even if it's just minor things, he says what's happening is people put them all in their I don't know if they set them up in their gravel driveway or what, but they'll come back with gravel in them and costing him time cleaning them. And or, I don't know, Greg just feels it's more hassle than it's worth.
Any problem I
got
with it? They're the ones paying for this. Anybody else in the city is paying taxes. I just feel that, you know, and do we put a deposit on when they go off? I just, that's the problem I have.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem either way. Well, I guess, I don't know, you want to keep the deposits because they don't clean the tables, how strict you want to get. Yeah. Because really, it doesn't sound like it's too, you know, they're in decent shape. They come back. 10.
Oh, 10
tables.
90 chairs.
Yeah.
Just take them 10 tables and set them aside and use them for rental.
We could look at that, see if we have the availability of tables for that. We have the numbers for that.
Graduation parties.
Yeah, probably not. I'd have to look. We just did buy new chairs. 200 new chairs, so.
I don't.
Very good box.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, on that. So I really don't want these taxpayers to come over here and say, you know, I want to rent tables. I don't pay for them. No. I just don't feel that right. That's just not.
Well, when we send out a newsletter this week, so we can put a word in there. Whenever you rent something, it's always good to return it better than the commission. So I think that would be a good maybe. Or warning people that let's just do our due diligence because
we can
want
do,
to be able to use it here.
We can do that along with the cost.
Okay.
You know, the deposit.
Any other thoughts or ways we'll move on to the 2020 City financial.
Okay, so I finally had a chance to go through it. So I'm sure you're all looking forward to receive it, to go through it. But yeah, I'm just finishing up final items with the auditors. And we should have that wrapped up this week. And Abdul Ike Myers will be presenting the 2020 financial audit at the 25th meeting, May 25th.
Drink lots of coffee.
They've gotten better at cutting down their time. So.
I figured out. We'll be good.
Tell them, just give us a summary.
So the last thing we have for new business then is I just need to entertain a motion to hold our second meeting on 25th, 2012 at 1900. Moving second to hold our second city council meeting on May 25th at 7 p.m. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe 2021.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. We're gonna have our second meeting.
Just trying to make myself younger, I guess, there, huh?
I don't know if anybody knows.
Anybody else catch that?
Well, I'm glad you left it on your motion.
Yeah. You'd like to amend that.
All right, moving on then to city council report. Councilman Feldman. Councilman Butler. Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing here.
Councilman Tracy.
Just real quick, down the park, got all that fence and everything.
Yep.
Completely done?
No, they are not. They still want to fill in there.
Oh.
Yeah, well, kind of what they done now is they just got it moved and then they're gonna put some dirt in there and set the posts a little bit. Down there. Got a little finishing work. Otherwise the ducks probably just scoot right under and they're out of here.
Yeah.
But it'll be nice that have that nice extra space and.
You just got the last week or something like that.
Yeah.
They are being.
Anything else, Councilman Tracy?
Go.
One thing I would have is, I don't know if everybody saw it in their email, but the 2021 League of Minnesota City coming up in June, the 22nd through the 25th. If you want to attend it, let staff know at our next meeting. I'm gonna try to, but I think I might have a time. It's really good information. I believe I read that PJ Fleck is actually the one that's here, so that itself might be. Would you be more impressed with that? Anyway, it's good information. No, it gives you an idea of kind of maybe some other resources and other things that we can do for the city. And all being on the west, western edge of Harbor County, watch a lot of the silliness that goes to the east and deal with a lot of that stuff. Prepared in the event, knowledge in case it does filter this way. And then all I have. Nothing else for the good of the city, but I look for a motion to adjourn.
Popper seconded.
Moving seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Councilman Popper, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Hamburg City Council meeting for May 11, 2021 is adjourned at 19:48.